Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Christmas and Hollis, I love it, man. Appreciate you, Figgy Fig. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Thursday's going all right as we careen towards, one, Christmas, but maybe more importantly, the Texans adding another game.
Ooh, more importantly.
Yeah, more importantly.
More important than Jesus' birthday. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
A Texas win.
That's right. I said what I said. Fight me. 713-572-4610.
Do it feel like Christmas?
Dang. That's big.
Hey, man, keep stacking them. Right? Yeah. Somebody texted in asking, what's the circumstance to win the division? Yeah, it's Texans winning out and the Jaguars losing one. And this weekend.
We don't care about you, Jesus.
Right.
We care
about the game.
That's right.
We care about football.
See, I'm enough.
We're going to have Christmas again next year.
And we'll be in the playoffs again next year, John Lopez.
And we'll talk to you next year.
See, every day is important for me and Jesus. I don't know why you waiting to the 25th.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is every day for me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, question of the day here. What is a email or a text that you just wish you had back? You just want to get that one back. 713-572-4610. Because the owner of the Golden State Warriors has an email that he absolutely wants back after. What was the circumstance here again, John Lopez?
He got an email directly to him or to the Warriors from a fan that basically said, you know, you got to change some things. It's not working. It's just Steph Curry. And he was complaining about one player, and I forget who it was.
I'm guessing it's Kuminga. That sounds
maybe.
Like it would be.
But the owner himself signed it Joe. He even signed it. Joe,
straight from his iPhone too,
from his iPhone as well, answered it and basically criticized Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, saying it's more than you think it is, and criticized, and then of
quote,
course,
please do something about this team. What does Steph need to do to win every night? Drop 50. Jimmy Butler's tools
it
are
was
being
Butler, that's
underutilized
right.
mm-hmm. because he's playing as a power forward due to the small position players. We have no true center. Isn't this like a sports fan's dream?
Yes.
To just like have a direct line to somebody
Dear Cal.
In the organization and be like, this is how, look, I ain't coach nothing, but I believe that I know exactly how to fix this, and I will send this to the owner.
And then he answered. He answered and criticized the coaching staff. And
saying,
was,
quote, I am so frustrated. You can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players. League trends, Jimmy is not the problem.
And then he got out there.
Yeah.
So I was in a very boring meeting, a very long meeting, and I texted the group, you know, literally, except I didn't say bleeping, I said, this bleeping guy. Well, the guy was
who
on
he
was
talking
group.
About?
The guy, one of our previous program directors. You could probably guess.
I can't, and I won't.
And he was on it, and then I was scrambling.
What year was this?
It was a few years ago.
All right.
And I scrambled to try to cover it. I was like, no, man, I was talking about the question. It was so long. That's why I included you. I was like, no, I don't know if he bought it or not. I don't think he did. I don't think he bought that.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I'm surprised that Joe Lacob found himself in this place because you would think that people, because Joe Lacob is, you know, he does big business and stuff. If you work in a company in which like you have a set aside legal team, I've heard from lawyers often that you're supposed to email like you were expecting this to be read in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that is how you're supposed to send emails. Yeah. And I've tried to adapt that to like my text messaging. I don't always do it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm surprised that he found himself in this place. I am not surprised that this texter found themselves in this place from the 281. They said they were drunk. They tried to drunk text. their brother on New Year's Eve in 2013 that they were about to
hook up,
engage in activities with a nice young lady. Apparently sent it to the family group chat, including very religious grandparents.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, man, what a terrible.
I'm about to smash.
Shout out to Sharon Moore. But yeah, like the idea that your grandparents are in a group chat is already like, that's.
Yeah.
They should be separate.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you got a group chat with your grandparents.
I'm glad I ain't grow up in that era of group chats and all that stuff.
With your whole, with like the extended
the whole family.
That's the surprising part to me.
What about you guys?
Big? Yeah, so this wasn't really a text message or anything like that, but it was more of a, have you ever been out with somebody, you run into somebody, and then you go tell somebody else, like, hey, I just saw so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And like, what? one of my homeboys was out and about or whatever, and I ran into him. And then later on, I ran into a girl he was talking to. And she was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I was like, hey, I just ran into so-and-so.
Yeah.
He was at the spot over there. He was where?
Oh, no.
He's not supposed to be
there. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Where? Man, she immediately got on the phone.
Oh, boy.
She left the spot we were at. Mm-hmm. It was a whole big mess, man. Yeah.
You dry snitched.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, like, I ain't know. But that was kind of his fault. He mm-hmm. should have.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, you lying.
Yeah.
You out here lying, but you got to let me know something. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, I wouldn't have said nothing. So, still to this day, I'm like, I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have just said, hey, how you doing? That's it.
That's it.
I was over here trying to be cool. Like, yeah, I just ran into him over there.
You
like, oh, yeah, okay. I shouldn't have said nothing.
And how long?
Still to this day.
What
I don't
was he wearing?
Yeah, still to this day, man, I don't be saying nothing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I've been pretty diligent with the reply all. I've never had a complete, you know, a lot of people have. We're getting some texts with the reply all emails. But I've seen so many reply alls, you know, that I've been a part of where it is humiliating. There was one not long ago here in the building that somebody replied all and you could tell they were torching. You know what it was? It was we were going to get on a group Zoom. With a potential client, and they replied all. This guy replied all, like, I hate these bleeping things. You know, why can't we just do this by email? One of those. It could have been an email or whatever. It's going to be a waste of time. Like, all three of those things. And I went, well, good luck.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't think that I have one specifically. Mm-hmm. I caught this one
mm-hmm.
very, very closely, thankfully. But we had at a previous place of work, we had a dude who was just real zealous about his job. He wanted to, mm-hmm. he started doing his job, you know, I could say it. He's a meteorologist at a radio station. That's not one of those things that's an absolute necessity. So he was trying to make it very clear that I'm doing my job real well so that nobody looks around and goes, hey, what do you do here?
Yeah.
So we get emails every day about what the weather is outside. And I'm like, who checks their work email before going, like, what's it like? Let me check my work email to see if the meteorologist on staff. Like, so it upset me to no end. And at one point, you know, I was just upset about it. And I texted a group of guys. Boss is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Boss is on it. So, like, I was inadvertently talking bleep about somebody at work to the boss. Oh, yeah. Wasn't trying to do that, but you know, it happened.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, I I feel that I did feel strongly about it. So mm-hmm. I did want it back, but only so much as I wasn't trying to get nobody in trouble or like cause a stir or anything. Yeah. But I believed that. I still believe that to this day. How about you send me these emails?
Exactly.
Man?
713 sent a text about my intentions to leave a girl to
that girl.
To his friend. Oh. Went to the girl and she was in the next room. So she came barreling in. You're gonna what? Man. You're gonna leave me?
Yikes.
You're gonna what?
That's the tricky thing about being texting somebody something.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who's around them, who's looking over their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's rough. I wonder what the fun part about this one being, like the people who told somebody over the phone thinking that this is confidence, not realizing you're on speakerphone. Like, that's an entirely different genre.
Yeah,
of these.
We got a thing in our house, so every time somebody call and, you know, everything is connected to the car,
mm-hmm.
my wife say, hey, you are on speakerphone.
That's right.
But
that's dicey, too. You almost have to have, like, a key, a secret word or something. Because, like, if I'm in the car and I say, hey, you're on speaker, by the way, well, then the person I'm in the car with thinks, well, they're about to talk about me. They were about to talk about me.
Nah, I actually appreciate that, yeah. man. Like, don't say nothing. Like, talk behind my back. Don't say nothing in front of me and then mm-hmm. try to clean it up and all that stuff. Yeah. I'd rather you heads up, warning.
But it's awkward. Like, hey, by the way, you're on speakerphone. Why are you telling him you're on speakerphone?
That's a common courtesy thing. That's a common courtesy thing. Yeah. And then I appreciate this text so much that happened earlier. They said that... I would like to take back the text that I sent y'all about Papado a few days ago with all the hate. Yes, that was the person who said that they saved 10 seats, a 10-seat table at Papado. Was it on a weekend that they said? Was it a Sunday that they said?
I think it was a Sunday, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want that one back too because ain't no way, man. Ain't no way you tried to save 10 seats at a Papado. That's insane. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Thursday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Thursday Night Football, I think, could be one of the best of the year, and I think that it has an additional level of stakes. Plus, this has been a raging conversation when it comes to quarterback play in the NFL, and I thought that we got a real insightful addition from none other than Kirk Cousins. I'll let you hear that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.